Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to MGP 456. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy to you too. No. What? I mean, every week I get on you lot about this, but what was your long gap for there, Pab? Because you weren't waiting for anyone else.
There wasn't a gap as far as I was aware.
Yeah, there was a bit of a gap.
I'm going to have to listen back to this now. I didn't see a gap at all.
Why would you see it? Are you seeing with your ears again?
Yes.
We've talked to you about this, you madman. Goodness me.
And these nerds that can taste words, aren't you, Pab?
Exactly. I did. I did have a mouthful of drink as well while the intro started, so I thought, I've got plenty of time, but I didn't see a gap, like, particularly.
Again, like I emphasise you would have heard a gap, not seen one.
It seemed like one then, okay.
I heard hello, and then Anna went, hello, 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 and then you went, hello.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Disgraceful.
Yeah.
All this time we've been doing this podcast and we still haven't rehearsed a proper intro. We should just do one good one and insert it in every week and then just drop in mid-conversation so that we don't have to worry about synchronising our intros. It's too complicated for us.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, but I mean, it sounds like a lot of work for you, and that's fine.
Exactly.
If we had that clip perfected and then every week we just started like 1, 2, 3, and then you just executed Pab on the spot every week, some sort of attack that you've just got prepared, no one would know any different. You just go like, bloody hell, Pab, what's wrong with you? And it would have been perfect.
If you didn't like acknowledge it, I could edit it down anyway, so it would sound normal anyway.
Well, Pab, the problem we've got there is when I start saying hello and welcome, I have no idea what's coming after you've said hello. So I have the time it takes you three to say hello to decide what the next thing I'm going to say is. And if you do something to rattle my cage, then I'm fighting
don't
back.
Just wait now. I'm going to rattle your cage.
You should know by now that is all Kev does. He waits, who am I attacking? And we've all got to try and just fly under the radar enough. I always think the best thing to do is a comedically timed or something, just a witty sounding hello. Yeah, Anna's learned. She just, hello! And then she knows she's not going to get a beating from Kev tonight, and it's thrown over to you, Pabby. Came out a little bit wrong, but you know, putting it all on you, Pab, but you'll never learn. I mean,
wow.
Well, I'm an easy target, you see. I'm an easy target because Kev knows that a second he jumps on me, you jump on that bandwagon as well.
Oh, God, yeah, I love a bandwagon, me.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's your favourite kind of wagon, I've heard.
In my lads' WhatsApp group, the amount of times I've completely pivoted on my opinion because I see a dog pile happening, and I'm like, yeah, I agree with the dog pile. just the devil's advocate. That's it. I'm happy. I'm easily convinced by a bandwagon. It's brilliant.
You made me be sick in my mouth a little bit there when you said my lads' group. Oh, God. Oh, Pab, you're safe now. I'm changing direction because don't ever say that to me again. That was hideous.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's good. Everyone's
lads, careful. Lads, lads.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't like that.
You are a disgrace.
At the moment, it's just everyone talking about how well they're doing at Wordle.
I'm doing very well at Wordle. I'm still undefeated.
Same. One of my mates has refused to get involved, and he's just being really lame about it. He thinks he's mocking us, but he's making himself look ridiculous over and over again because it's just him and seven other people going, well, I'm enjoying it, actually. It's quite fun. You know, let's all have a chat about the word and all that. And yeah, it's...
I've decided I might tweet to it. I might tweet it for the first time once I'm 100 days unbeaten. I think that's an appropriate time to tweet it. But it just seems... You daily tweeters.
Good, it's me.
Yeah, you I don't tweet. I usually just send it to the lads on WhatsApp.
Lads. Yeah, exactly. You got Pab that time. That one didn't hit me as hard, but Pab actually was sick, I think. You've got to be careful with that. It's dangerous.
This has been in my head all week, because Anna asked, didn't she, last week? She said to me, I think it was off the podcast, she asked whether me and my mates were like Smithy from Gavin and Stacey. And I was like, no,
well, I told her, yes,
not.
Obviously you are.
Absolutely
I've experienced
not.
Being with you all. You're exactly like that.
Absolutely not. I mean, we're not nice to each other in the slightest, for starters. I mean, we're horrible to each other, so I don't think we're anything like Smithy's too kind and wimpy. But no, it's nothing like that. It's not lads. We're anti that. But
lads. I still call them lads.
Well,
you
should call
them my gentleman friends.
Yeah, it's ironic. we call each other the lads ironically, and it's just been one of those things that 20 years later, it doesn't sound very ironic, I suppose, does it?
You are everything that is wrong with the world. You are a disgrace. Other than Sheepdog being a disgrace, have we all had a delightful week?
Yes.
Blimey. What was so good about your week?
Well, Andy didn't go to school all week, so every morning I haven't had to get up really early, and I have a new TV that has lights on it. So I've had a splendid week.
I had a worrying week. I don't know. So chatting to my sister, she thinks this might be a COVID thing. But every day, I'm not going to say what time, and I'll get to why in a minute. But every day I randomly, for about an hour, just become extremely weak and can't really function. And then I'm fine outside of it. And so what's making me nervous is I don't want anyone to start noticing a pattern. Oh, he's always weak between 2 and 3. And then someone will just attack. They'll just come through the door, rob me blind, and in that hour I'll be gone. But yeah, every day for the past week, I'm just going along my business and I'm like, oh my God, I can't function. And then I just feel fine after an hour. And I was chatting to her about it and she was like, yeah, apparently that's like a, you've just had COVID, it'll go after a while thing. No one I know's had that other than she saw it on a forum because she's a nurse and she reads into medical stuff. But yeah, this past week has been weird because I don't know when it's going to happen. It's already happened today, so it's not going to happen during the podcast. But it is very weird and it's not always at the same time. So yeah, I'm not going to reveal any more information than that because, as I say, I don't want to be at like an event in London and someone goes, oh, it's half one, he's about to get weak, and then they just steal my wallet and disappear. I mean, now I'm just giving everybody the ideas that I'm absolutely petrified about now. But
I'm just going to assume you're weak at all times and defy you to prove otherwise.
I mean, that could be dangerous, though, you know, because...
I don't think it's that dangerous. You are still working with your usual parameters. You're not superhuman the rest of the time, I imagine.
I mean, it depends on the time of the 3-month period when I've had my injections and stuff like that. I could be... I do kind of range from Hulk to Ant-Man without powers, I guess, because he'd be just small. But yeah, I think I could take you on a normal day where I'm not weakened for an hour.
Oh, right. YouTuber boxing.
Oh, God, I'd love it. I've wanted to punch you in the face for years. It'd be fantastic.
Don't be mean.
I'm well up for this.
Not
I'm
you.
Destroying.
Sheepdog's being mean.
I'd like to think
Sheepdog's being silly because he's getting it ruined.
I'd like to think we'd probably do wrestling instead, and while we're in the middle of a battle, just as you're like being defeated, the music will change and Anna will come running in a wrestling get-up and she'll just jump into the ring, smack me with a chair and then start doing that bouncing from all of the different ropes in different directions and then she'll floor me. But then while she thinks she's got me done, Pabble parachute.
That's 90s wrestling. It's all about light tubes and pizza cutters now. You got to really bleed. A steel chair doesn't get the job anymore. I'm running a pizza cutter across your forehead.
You know that won't work. I assume Pab will be on my side in this. He'll probably run out and deck me even further and I'll be all on my own.
I'm not the one who takes pictures of him while he sleeps and posts them over the internet.
Yeah, true.
I don't think there's any fear of him being on your side here.
Well, you got to get me in the right hour now, then, ain't you? If you don't, you're going down. But it is concerning. I'm hoping he passes. Because how do I explain that to a doctor? They'll be like, well, we did a load of tests and you were fine. And I'll be like, yeah, because that wasn't, you didn't test me in the hour. Well, tell us when the hour, I don't know when the hour's going to be. But it is exactly an hour because I timed it. And it is. I'm like a reverse hour. Is it hourglass? Is that the DC here? There's a guy in DC who's got like his hourglass. He flips over for an hour. He's got the power of like Superman. I'm like the reverse version of him. I'm Superman the rest of the day. And then I just, I am definitely exaggerating my abilities here. But yeah, it's a weird one. I don't know where that's come from. I don't know how that even works or how I even explain that to anyone. But yeah, if anyone listening goes, I know what that is. I know how to fix that. Let me know. But don't pretend and then turn up and rob me blind because I don't want that.
Excellent clarification at the end there. Pap, I do have a question for you.
Okay.
This is an important question and okay. I'm expecting a detailed answer that satisfies me. Mm. When am I getting this thing I ordered off of Steam ages ago that I'm supposed to get by the end of the year or something?
Have you looked on Steam lately?
No, of course I haven't. But I want it. When's
okay,
it coming?
So if you open Steam, then you click on the Steam Deck thing on the page. Whichever one you selected, like they give you the free choices that are available. Whichever one you selected, it'll say, like, I think there's a button to cancel your order, whatever it is, and then it should tell you, like, you will receive this in this quarter, whatever it is. I think mine's still Q2.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not lying. Middle option. I can cancel my reservation, which I reserved on July the 16th, 2021, mm-hmm. and my expected order availability is Q2 2022.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, I want it sooner than that.
I mean, tough. I mean, what do you
think? Has it been delayed or something? I thought we were getting them by the end of the year. It says at the top there, they'll begin shipping in February 2022.
Yeah,
why have I got to wait until quarter two? I was on there the day they came out.
Yeah, well, more people go on before you. I don't know.
Well, they need
to
get out of my way.
Well, that's not for me to say. You should speak to Mr. Gabe Newell or Mr.
Simon.
It was my understanding, Pab, that you were something at Steam. You are the PC gaming man.
No, I'm afraid not. I mean, I'm in the same boat as you. If we can get it earlier, I'm on your side here. But I can't do anything either. I'm afraid. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm afraid.
I don't think Kev wants to be in the same boat as you. I think he wants to be in a boat made of gold, slightly ahead of you.
Yeah, well, I do kind of feel like I should be in the special boat, like I usually am. Where's the special boat? I don't like being in the same boat as everybody else. It's cramped and smelly. Well, that was my contribution to video games this week. Oh. I haven't played anything other than Total Extreme Wrestling, but I did wonder briefly where that was. Over to you lot to fill the rest of the show.
Okay. I've played a game today that it's new to me. I've not played it before. I was excited to see that Mortal Kombat 11 was on Game Pass because I only seem to play these when they appear free on Xbox. I realised I had 10 on my Xbox because it became free all of a sudden. But that's very good. I feel like these games become more like films that you do little battles between every installment. I thought this Mortal Kombat 10 had the balance right of like, you watch a long film and then you battle a bit, you watch a long film. Whereas I probably played it for 2 hours when I first started it up, and I must have done like, I want to say like 5 battles in that, maybe 6 or 7. But in a lot of time of gaming, I watched a lot of Mortal Kombat film. I was like, they literally could have just released a TV series and cut the battles out, and they'd have probably done fine. You know, people would have been quite happy with that. It's a decent, captivating story, but I was like, this is a bit different. Like, I can't think of other games where it's that much of a film. This is just film, and the occasional scene that you fight. But
you saying you've not played a game with huge cutscenes in?
Not to this extreme, I feel. Maybe I'm wrong.
You've not played Metal Gear Solid, then, have you?
Yeah, but
Metal Gear Solid, the
ending, you're right.
The last cutscene in Metal Gear Solid 4 is 2 hours long.
That's ridiculous.
It's a film.
It's absurd, isn't it? Yeah, it's and part of me is like, this isn't a complaint because I was enjoying it and I like the Mortal Kombat story, and this story is a little bit mad because it's like, I guess they finished 10 and they're in a bit of a corner because some characters were dead and some characters were turning bad or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And so they've got this like god that's trying to reset time. And so it's brought all the characters from across the entire 11 game series back into this one. And they're all there for justifiable reason. It's sort of classic. I want to say sci-fi, but I don't know if that's the right word. But that sort of plot, you know, it's superhero-y type of plot, comic plot. So you've got Raiden from the original. I think the characters from Mortal Kombat 1 are brought in just after they've won in Mortal Kombat 1, if that makes sense. They've just beaten, what's his name, Shang Tsung? Yeah, something like that. So they've just defeated him, and then they've been brought into this world, and they're sort of learning that Raiden goes bad apparently and other characters go bad and blah blah blah. Different people are now kings and leaders of different factions and other factions have been destroyed. And so yeah, it's interesting because again, I don't think I finished 10, but I'm learning what's happened in it from this story. And as I said, I watch my 25 minute cutscene and then there's a battle between two characters. I'm like, oh cool, I did a bit of fighting. And then because I've got it on very easy mode, the battles aren't that hard either. I imagine if I had it on a harder mode, the battles would take a bit longer. I mean, they're still kicking my backside. Like, it does. I'm not winning them all hands down by miles. Sometimes I lose and I have to redo it, and I need to get better. It's been a while since I played them, but yeah, it's a decent story. I don't fully get why they haven't just tried to do a series out of it. Like, they could have just done an adult cartoon, couldn't they? Like just made it a bit more grown up and put it on Amazon Prime or something. It seems like they could still do that. They could just cut the battles out and staple the scenes together either side of them, and that's a series you could just stick on. I know they've made the live action film with people, yeah, but this is, I'm saying, why don't they take the game off the disc and stick it on Amazon and I'll just watch it for 12 hours or whatever,
because games cost 70 quid and Amazon is, you've got that anyway, they're not making any more money, are they? They're a game developer who want your money.
It seems weird, though, to be a game developer who decide to make, you know, a season's worth of TV show and then put game in between it, though, yeah? Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, why not just... it's confusing to me.
I guess it's an excuse to release new Mortal Kombat games, because otherwise, what's different from one to the next? Surely the only thing that changes is the story and the reason for having the fights.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, the old game... it sounds like I'm complaining, and I'm not. I just was... While I was playing, I was thinking, God, they spent a lot of time, effort, and money to make, basically, a very long TV show with fights in between it. And I guess there's definitely a scene of multiplayer and fighting each other, and people who are into fighting games will spend hours and hours fighting each other, and there's probably an element of esport to it, like Street Fighter would have. I don't know what the scene's like. It's probably, you know, probably nowhere near as big as the Street Fighter one. But, it just seemed a bit like, while I was playing, I was thinking to myself, maybe they have it online that you can watch it. I don't know. But it just seemed like if you're making a game, you make a game. You don't, like, I don't know. It just, it's interesting. Like I said, other than Metal Gear, which, I haven't played, so I hadn't thought of, I haven't really expected a game to be this cinematic. And less about the fighting than it is. I mean, maybe there's more battles than I remember, but I don't remember there being that many. Do you know what I mean? I'm saying 7 or 8.
I mean, that's the story mode though. That's what sells. That sells that. But it's also just standard. You can standard just go into the game and just play versus mode and just fight against people. So this giving people more bang for the buck, I suppose. And it seems to be working for him because, like, say 9, 10, and 11 have all been like this story arc that's been ongoing.
Yeah, it has been it's a seriously cool story. Like, it is seriously cool. I think part of me is thinking to myself, I'd have almost rather they release it as a series that I can watch and think is amazing on TV and go and do the fights separately if I want to. I mean, that would have been quite cool. But like Kev said, they can sell it for 70 quid and they can make a big deal out of it and that kind of thing. But I don't know, I just feel like it would probably get a decent amount of money as a show, though. I sound like I'm being negative about the fact they've done it. I was just taken by surprise because I know that the last one was very cinematic, but I felt like there was more battles in it, at least early on. Whereas I felt like there was a lot more cinematic in this. And I kind of thought, they seem really keen on making a series out of this, but they've not done it. It's cool. You're definitely getting a lot of, you definitely get your money's worth for story wise. And,
I mean, Did you not think the same of Injustice? Because it's the same formula for Injustice.
Well, this is it. So what I'm saying is it's more extreme than Injustice and Mortal Kombat 10. Both of them, I felt like the balance was kind of just right. Like, you'd maybe have a two-minute thing and then a fight and then another fight maybe and then a two-minute thing. Whereas this, I was sat there for a point where they were just going on and on. I just thought, okay, this is... I mean, again, maybe it gets less like that the further into it I get. But it did a lot of scene setting and a lot of... And again, it's not a complaint. It's more of a case of I just feel like there's a lot more cinematic stuff to this one. And there's a lot more characters in it. There's a lot more world building to do. But yeah, I was just surprised at how extreme they've gone with the story on it, because I like story in games, you know. So, I mean, I always expect to be left with too little. But I was like, wow, okay, they've really thrown the kitchen sink at it. And I can see, I'm guessing the whole... I wondered whether it'd have a time travel element to it, because it had such a broad range of random characters from different mediums in it. And I thought, I wonder if there's some sort of universe-y thing going on. You know, they always kind of pull in third-party characters. It's almost like Super Smash Bros., but for adults, because he's got, like, the Joker, RoboCop, Terminator, all people like that are just popping up in it. And, I mean, you have to go buy them individually for, like, five reach, so I'm probably never going to find out how RoboCop turns up in the world. But, I'm impressed. It's on Game Pass, so it's worth getting. I mean, I made the mistake of installed it in my lunch break, and then when I went to play it in the evening, there was no story mode there, and I had to go and I thought, oh, maybe it's not on Game Pass, maybe I've just misunderstood. But you have to actually go in and manage the game and tell it to add the story mode, and if you want the 4K pack, you have to add that in. So I got there at 5:30 thinking I was going to play it, and then it wasn't there, and I had to wait another hour or so to get it installed and actually play it. But once I had it on, it was brilliant. Yeah, very impressed with it. And it looks so good on the PC. I'm very, very impressed with how it looks on the PC. Weirdly, it asked if I wanted to play with a keyboard. And I thought, do people play fighting games with a keyboard? That seems insane. all good. I'm enjoying it. It's worth getting if you have Game Pass and want to watch a really long Mortal Kombat film where you get to battle every now and again. But part of me was sat there wondering then, would I like that in Marvel films? I was watching, like, Spider-Man at the cinema. Would I like it if suddenly a controller pops up and I've got to do a quick battle with whoever, you know? And I was just like, that would be interesting if I was at the cinema and I had to sort of... Maybe not in the cinema, it doesn't really work. But you know what I mean? If you're watching a film and suddenly you have to do the climactic pieces yourself, maybe be quite fun. But just different. Yeah. So that is the main thing. So go on.
I was going to say, did you not play, what was it called, Quantum Break, when that came out?
The no, TV thing on the Xbox.
Where there was literal TV episodes.
There was also that thing years ago as well that was a TV show as well.
I played that one because we got loads of copies of it, didn't we? Defiance, yeah.
Yeah, we did. Quantum Break was like you'd play the game and then it'd come up and go, oh, and now you watch the TV show, and you'd know watch like half an hour to 45 minutes of a TV show, like literally with all the same actors in it, and then you'd go back to playing the game again, and you get like the TV show was part of the game sort of thing, and you would play from like there. It was a cool idea, but shame the game wasn't better.
It was all right. Yeah, I feel like that bad.
They probably need
to. Did you
to...
play that?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was all right. Mm. But, I mean, it's from the people who made Control, and Control is a step up again, isn't it?
Mm, definitely.
So,
I remember it had an insane amount of hype, that game, didn't it? And it just didn't feel like it lived up to that. Maybe that's why we didn't think it was as good in hindsight, and you've obviously played it and enjoyed it. But it'd be interesting to get, like, a box set. If you knew you were sitting down with a box set that you could also interact with in some way, and it was almost choose your own adventure, but more gamey, that'd be quite cool. I know, like, Netflix are playing around with your decision trees in games, aren't they? But if they added more gameplay to it over time, that'd be quite cool. But yeah, I just wasn't expecting it to be that cinematic. I was very impressed with 10. 11 is an even bigger step up, it seems. And the fact that they've got all of the different historic versions of characters and stuff like that, and they've made a bit of a... I don't know where they go next. I don't know how they do a 12. Like, obviously, I've not completed this yet, so I don't know whether it's impossible or possible or whatever. But they can't really elevate beyond time and space, surely. It seems like they've basically done multiverses there, haven't they? they'd have to go to an alternate, I don't know, a Raiden that doesn't shoot lightning or something. I don't know. It's it's their problem, not mine. But the only other thing I've really done this week is Guardians of the Galaxy. I haven't completed it yet. Well, I was already started it last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
But I can't remember where I am. I haven't played it as much this week, but I was really enjoying it. I find every time I do a hustle where they get all together, I'm just like, I love this game so much. But I feel like maybe I should have played it on an easier mode because I think I've had a few bits that were a bit hard. And I know Kev kind of just skipped through all of that.
You can adjust it at any point. Yeah. You can lower the difficulty.
A part of me doesn't want to be disappointed in myself. But it is getting a little bit hard at times. So, not that I'm saying it's disappointing to play on easy mode, because that's fine. You know, I just mean, I don't know. I don't want to be beaten by the challenges. I haven't got on that hard of a mode. I suck at games. But I'm hoping I'll get some time over the weekend to smash through that a bit further. I don't know that I've got that far to go, really. I've just, there was a couple of times where I was getting a little bit woozy by all of the big sort of special effects and whatever, the big gold place that you end up in at one point. Parts of that were making me feel a little bit icky. Yeah. But, that's a special game. I mean, you lot should have praised that more whenever it was brought up.
Shut up.
Well, no, I did bring it up last week, Sheepdog. I did. Yeah. I did correct that problem. I was a little disappointed in Pab never really mentioning it, though.
I mean, other than those two, I've kind of very, very nearly finished Pokemon Shining Pearl now. I feel like I'm just grinding through the legends, which I'm starting to question why I'm doing it. I've already got them. I was just like, I'm not ready to stop playing it because I'm enjoying it. But there's a new one coming out soon, which the advert came out. There's like a 15 minute advert came out the other day. And my word, does Legends Arceus look special? It is the same sort of Pokemon battles, but you can also get your Pokemon out and make it hit trees and break bricks and stuff to get items. And you can just throw a ball at a Pokemon in the wild rather than going into a battle for it. So it speeds things up a little bit like that. So it does look very special. And we've got 14 days till it comes out. So I'm super excited. And then I think the only other thing we've been playing is Football Manager, which I know, Kev, you won your first season earlier, didn't you? You didn't win the league, but you beat your colleagues in your network save.
Because I am the greatest that there's ever been. I would have won the Premier League if I hadn't have lost both of my strikers in the same match, with getting Calvert-Lewin and Richarlison injured for the season.
Yikes.
With 10 games to go. I am, as expected, I am the greatest of all time. I qualified for the Champions League with Everton. Those three other schmucks couldn't even get in the Conference League. They finished 8th, 9th and 10th. And work the space managed to accidentally resign. So, overall, bunch of morons.
Yeah, someone pinged me. There was some, smaller group doing their own save of, a competition. Someone was like, Sheepdog, you should join it. And I was like, I would humiliate myself. I would not be able to play against other people. I barely know what I'm doing against a computer. So the fact that you keep consistently beating professional players is hilarious to me.
Because I am the greatest there's ever been.
I just can't see that being true. Even though you've done it, 8 times, it still doesn't feel right. It feels insane. It doesn't make sense. I can't help but doubt it. I've watched you do it. I've watched you do it 8 times, but I'm still like, but what are the odds of you being the best
that
player.
That is mean.
But what are the chances, Anna? Come on, what are the odds?
He knows what he's doing.
I am the greatest.
Everyone listening knows how I feel. Everyone's like, Kev, though, really?
Yes.
But also everyone listening knows that I've dedicated probably 20% of my life to playing Football Manager, that I've been playing it since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. For over 25 years, I've basically always had that game on. Even if I wasn't fully focused on it, it was always there. It's on right now. I'm playing Total Extreme Wrestling, but Football Manager's there in case I need to have a little look. It's just always there.
I reckon one day they're going to find out you've been Lance Armstrong in this whole thing all along. You've been... I don't know how you're doping Football Manager, but it's going to come out at some point that you're taking caffeine pills or something during games, and It's giving you the secret.
By then, I'd have made my millions and it won't matter. I'll go and live in my ranch and marry Sheryl Crow. That's what he did, wasn't it?
Who's Sheryl Crow?
I have no idea. Some kind of bird.
Wasn't she the singer off of the 90s that Lance Armstrong married? I need to check all this now.
Wouldn't her name be Sheryl Armstrong then?
Lance Armstrong. Sheryl Crow was a famous singer.
I mean,
she did Every Day is a Winding Road.
How does that go? Like,
Sheryl... I'm checking she actually exists. Yes, Sheryl Crow exists. I am not that much older than you lot. Sheryl Crow was a famous singer in the 90s.
And I'm just
I think
Googling
she married Lance Armstrong.
I mean,
I'm checking. Did she marry Lance Armstrong? She did.
All I'm seeing is pictures of corvids. Just loads and loads of corvids. Beaky little birds. I think you're hallucinating. I think you're taking too many of your football manager pills.
Yeah. Tell me you know who Sheryl Crow is.
He's younger than us.
I know who Sheryl Crow is, yeah.
Thank you, Pab. I'm surrounded by idiots.
You're a seasoned ornithologist.
What?
Goodness me. Pab, put an advert in. I can't cope with this anymore.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right. I feel much better having been advertised to. Capitalism always makes me smile. Someone talk about video games.
Sheepdog, you're done, aren't you?
That's not the first time you've said that, but yeah, go on.
What? No, I was going to say, Anna, do you want to go?
I can.
What you been playing?
Not a lot. I've just been trying to find my most colourful games to use on my TV because it's got lights on it. So I put in Immortal Phoenix Rising again.
I'll do it.
Yeah, that's colourful. That's bright. I've started it from the start. I think I need to go back to my save that I previously done because even though it's pretty and I enjoy I enjoy everything about it, the start again is like just too slow. Because I'm like, oh, I've done this. So I think I need to go back and do it from where I was, but I didn't know how to play it because it's been like a year. There's loads of DLC in that now, like loads of it. I think there's like at least three like add-ons. There's like Chinese mythology, there's something else, like there's loads. So if you're looking for a game that you haven't, like you need something, because even though February is looking great, not everybody wants to play all them games. So that's, you've got a good lot of time in that, and it's colourful and a lot beautiful on my TV. And then I installed, oh my God, what's it called? Persona Strikers.
Yes.
This was free on PlayStation Plus, and everything looks Persona, but it is nothing like Persona. It's like...
I was very upset about this game.
It's a Dynasty Warriors game, isn't it?
Aesthetically, it looks like Persona. You've got all your characters, you've got like the monsters, you've got your friends, you've got the places, but then the combat is nothing like it. It's like here's an open bit of world. There's a bunch of like enemies, go to them enemies, and then their enemies will multiply into different enemies, and then you've got to use different kind of spells to deal with them. But you have other ones where, and it's just like, what now? I wish that was all just gone so I could just play the story, because it just didn't grab me at all. Because at Christmas, I was looking at this, I was like, oh, I need something to play. And I saw it, and I was like, oh, I'll pay like £25, I don't mind. But then I heard it was coming out on PlayStation Plus, so I waited. But it's just not for me. I don't think I've ever played Dynasty Warriors, so I don't have anything to compare it to. But if you like Dynasty Warriors and you like Persona, you want to mix that up, go for it. Like, it's got a new palace. It's like, it's obviously got a story, just not, it's not Persona that I was loving then. So I binned that off. And then I was going through the store and I was like, well, I need something to play. I've got 21 days for a game, for Dying Light to come out. What can I play until then? So I downloaded the PS5 version of Final Fantasy VII. And I'm back on that. I've started it again, because when you download the PlayStation 5 version, you get all your trophies again. So you can download like your save from the PS4, but I don't like doing that. And I wouldn't know how to play it, because I've been going through it. It sounds like I have no idea how to play any of this. So I've been doing the tutorials. I'm on chapter 4, which sounds a lot, but it's like, I've only been playing it for like 3 hours. So it's not, I'm not like deep in it. I've just got to like, there's like motorbikes. I'm on a train track with motorbikes. So yeah, it's nothing like the original back in what, 97, I want to say. Yeah. But oh, it's so it's so pretty. Like, it's so pretty.
I saw your message about it, and the first thing I was going to say to you was, is it possible to get the saves? Because I, as I mentioned before the show, I'm waiting for Amazon vouchers to arrive. And the other thing on my list was, I wonder if I can convince Mrs. Sheepdog to let me get a PS5. And
yes,
the only reason I really want one is to continue Final Fantasy VII and maybe also Miles Morales. But both of them, I don't know whether I could bring my save through. If I can, that helps me a bit.
Well, I know you can on Final Fantasy, because I was looking at it earlier and I was like, not really. But there's now also like an episode that is, let me just go, where is my controller?
Because there's, do you like, mean the Yuffie one? Or
yeah. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, that came out over a year ago, didn't it?
It came out last summer
with the PS5 upgrade. Or something.
Came out on PS5 when the PS5 update came, version came out.
Yeah, it says this 2-episode portion of the game is separate from the main story. And I'm like, it's the video, and I'm like, this looks excellent. I didn't realise I'd have to pay for it, but I'll pay for it when I've got through the story. But it looks lovely. Like, she's dressed up as a muggle, and I love muggles. They're the best thing in the world. But, yeah, didn't know that was a thing until I turned this on. And, like, someone told me, and I was like, what now? I thought it was all the same thing. But, no, it's called, Inter, capitals, and then mission. So...
But see, yeah, I'm worried they'll do that again and again and again, and I don't really want to have to get like 20 different parts to complete it. I wanted them to kind of just do, you know, Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2 and then maybe Part 3, because it was a 3-disc game, so that seems reasonable if they do, you know, a part per disc. But
haven't they done like this Part 1 is like the first 3 hours of the first game, the original.
I mean, so, yes.
I imagine there's probably about 15 parts to this game, Sheepdog.
Yeah. You say that,
and
I mean,
milk it for the next 25 years.
They can skip a lot of the world travel-y. Like, when you leave Midgar in the first game, in the original, sorry, you go to the Chocobo Ranch, you go over the lake, you go to this little castle, then you go to this, like, waterside fortress thing. And they could definitely speed that up. You know, they could make that 3 hours content out of a 20, 30-hour game easily. Is Disc 1 all the way through to the Ancients? Do you remember, Anna? I'm trying to remember how it really plays now.
I remember
there was... like Aries getting stabbed. Is that the end of disc one or is that the end of disc two?
I remember motorbikes at some point, but that is all I remember. It's such a long time.
That's how you leave the city. Yeah, that's how the city bit ends at the start. I remember as a 12-year-old thinking that was the end of the game. I remember doing that bike chase, doing the Barca, thinking, right, well, that's that completed.
It was so beautiful as well. Yeah. It was like...
And then being really shocked that wasn't even the start. Yeah, it was like, oh, okay, I've finished the tutorial, essentially. But there's no even announcement about the next part, is there? Like, I don't think there's any news about what they're doing. And it seems weird that they'd have brought out part one without a schedule of some kind. It just seems like such a... It would only happen in gaming. It never in films they wouldn't say, "Oh yeah, we'll here's part one of this trilogy. We won't tell you when the rest's out." Marvel are what
16, aren't they? As well, they've got that to deal with as well. So
we know all the Marvel films for the next 6 years or something, but we don't know when part two of this bloody game's coming out. It's mad. But I want to see the other characters. I mean, I didn't get far enough to see Red, so I don't know what Red looks or sounds
Red
like.
Red is right at the end, isn't he? Yeah. Apparently.
I don't even think you can fight with him, I heard, on the grapevine, but I don't know that that's true. But I really want to see Sid, and so you don't get Sid until, like, really late on, do you? And, you know, there's obviously Vincent and Kate Sif and people like that. I think that might be everyone, actually. But, you know, we haven't seen them, and I don't know. I'd love to get to the point where you're doing the weapon fights and stuff like that. The disc two and disc three, there's not that much game in them, but obviously there's a lot of content. You can do a lot of side quests. So again, they could probably still get away with doing it in another two or maybe three more parts at a push. But I feel like the later bits are a lot more side questy and a bit of a free for all. The first time I ever played it, I literally went from the story to the end and I was like level 30 characters, no summons, no effort, because I didn't know what I was doing. And the end battle, serious, I swear to God, the end battle took me like 4 hours because I remember I had like, I think it was Cloud, Sid and Barrett, and Sid was a frog and was doing like one hit damage. And I was just reusing the same summon over and over again. God. And then I think I was nearly dead and I realised I had a mega elixir and used that. And it's like, must have been about 3 hours in, I started to turn the battle around and I did it. And I remember being so knackered and trying to tell my sister and my mum that I'd completed this game. And they're like, we don't care. And my mates were all like, we all completed it weeks ago. And I'm like, yeah, but I did it. And I did it badly. I did it like level 35 with no weapons. Like, you didn't do that, did you? Turns out I'm a pro. But when I learned how to play that properly, the game was so much easier. I think they probably could fit it into another couple of bits, but God knows, maybe they don't want it. Maybe I don't want them to. They've managed to fit this first bit into such a lot of stuff in such a small bit, it's overwhelming. But I don't know. I part of me is tempted to restart it because I missed the all materia when I was playing I saved it just after I missed it.
There's only one way to get that.
Yeah. So if I'm assuming the saves are going to carry on, right? You're going to get the second part.
I think so.
I don't really want to have to start the second part and have no all materia. That seems pretty pivotal. How do I cure everyone at once without that? It's, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to restart it. It's an excuse to. But... Yeah, no, when you tweeted that picture earlier or whenever it was in the week, I immediately thought, I need to get a PS5. you should get commission from Sony, because I was genuinely sat there thinking, how do I get one? Then I saw an article saying they're still hard to get, and I thought, okay, that's enough to stop me really going overboard, because I think I would have had it ordered. If I'd have had the vouchers in my account, I'd have gone and ordered it. But I was like, no, I'll hold off.
But that's it. I just want new games now. I'm like, come on. Christmas is finished. Give me new games. Everything got, like, delayed. Just give me a new game. So I've got, 20 days for a new game? So, just give me new games. Because we've got Dying Light. And then, like, 2 weeks later, we've got, like, Horizon. And then a week later, we've got that Demon's Souls Elden Ring, which I won't be playing because I have... no interest in Elden Ring, isn't it? Is that after a week? Oh God, no! That's one of them games I will watch someone play. I will not play because I'd get so angry. I'm not. I just can't bother with that kind of game. It looks beautiful, but from software, no. No, thank you. It's like, no, not for me. But I'll watch someone like on the YouTube play it, because I like the style of games. I just have no interest in doing that. So yeah. But yeah, I think my 20 days, I'm just going to stick with Final Fantasy and just
get on. Will Elden Ring be a Game Pass, do we know?
No. Probably not. It might be, but I really...
What I say? Elden Ring?
Yeah,
I think Elden Ring is just PlayStation, I believe.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's
yeah,
Xbox.
No, it says Xbox on...
it's all Xbox branded, I think.
That's what made me ask, because when I googled it, it came up Xbox Elden Ring, but I was like, it doesn't immediately say. Yeah, I was going to say, if it's on Game Pass, we should all fire it up and see who dies first. It'd be an interesting challenge. Just see who can get the furthest in a couple of hours. I'll just be at the title screen going, I don't even know how to press A.
Kevin used to like all the Demon Souls and stuff, didn't you, Kevin? You imported it, apparently.
I did import Demon Souls way back when, but then I was very bad at it, so I never played Dark Souls.
Didn't have your performance-enhancing drugs at that point.
That's funny.
They only apply to the football manager.
Spreadsheets. You really got to Excel when you're on them.
I do love a spreadsheet.
Oh, don't
I've got a spreadsheet
excited.
Open right now for my wrestling game.
Oh, damn. Honestly, Kevin. But that's me. That's me done.
Okie doke. What have I played this week? I've played bits and pieces. I haven't played tons. I've been getting a tiny bit back into VR stuff. I got a Oculus Quest 2 for Christmas, so I've been playing bits and pieces. I've got the Resident Evil 4 VR, which is...
Oh, God.
Which is pretty good for what it is.
Thank you.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I mean, 4's not that bad, I don't feel, compared to...
It's not that bad. No.
But yeah, it's very much... It is... If you liked 4 and you want... You want a VR experience, this is it. It is exactly what it says it is. You can play it in an easier way or like a more standard way of doing it. I think I played it in an easier way, where you can just like tap a button and switch weapons. But you can have it where you have to literally pick, like you reach by your side, you pull out a knife, you reach like on your chest, you can pull the gun out, you reach over your shoulder, you get the shotgun, and so on and so forth, your heel with like stuff like strapped to your leg and stuff like that. But I just opted for the easier version for the time being. Yeah, it seemed okay for what I played. Like I played it first, the opening like half an hour, 45 minutes. And yeah, that, Resident Evil 4 is a good game. It's a good game. It's one of the classics now. It's like it's probably 15.
Oh, don't.
15-year-old at least.
It's 4 where you've got Ashley.
That's the president's daughter. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're Leon, and you're in Spain,
which is very brown.
How does he get to Spain?
What do you mean? How does he get to Spain? I imagine on a plane, sheepdog. What do you mean?
What they've got. Planes from Raccoon City to Spain during a zombie apocalypse. I mean,
it doesn't
seem very believable.
Like Raccoon City get nuked or something, and then he goes somewhere else. I don't think he stays in Raccoon City, sheepdog.
Well, but his mates have just been hoarding jet fuel while he's on his little journey to zombie town.
I don't
town.
Think it's like a nuclear apocalypse. I think it's all contained within Raccoon City, and it gets nuked.
Well, but then they pop up in Spain.
Well, they're not zombies in Spain.
Oh, are they not? What are they in Spain then?
Like these weird
zombitos.
These weird monster creatures that have like tentacle bloody heads. Weird.
At that point, you got to be questioning what the hell Leon's doing. Like, why is he always there when the monsters are?
Into these scenarios, yeah. yeah, Resident Evil 4, like I say, it is in VR. You will have people with pitchforks and torches running at you.
No, thank you.
And you got to shoot them. And always remember to reload your gun. Because that is something in there. I kept forgetting that. Okay, I've got to reach down, put the clip in, cock the gun, and fire it again. I did die a few times doing that. Because, just click it, just hear the gun clicking. Like, oh, crap. And then you get a pitchfork at you.
God, no.
I got to keep that in mind whenever I'm in a gun battle with you, Pab, that you're not reloading.
Yeah.
Just go. Hide long enough to count the bullets. Oh, he's fired 9. He's going to forget that he's run out. Bang, bang, bang.
What else have I played? A game that I've played more of and enjoyed probably more because it's using more modern sensibilities, I suppose, is a game called Trover Saves the Universe. I don't know if you've heard of this one. They converted it from VR into an actual regular game because it wasn't really selling in VR, just because it's not as big a market. But it's a really good game. It's from Squanch Games, I think it's called.
Squanch. That sounds made up. Abby.
It's a Rick and Morty word, isn't it?
That's because it is the Rick and Morty people sheepdog.
And you said it was Grover, the Muppet?
Trover.
That wasn't even a joke. I genuinely misheard you. Blue Grover.
Trover Saves the Universe, and it is an absolute. It is like something from the interdimensional television stuff. Sheepdog. It's just just you play as a race of character who literally sits in an armchair and literally doesn't do anything, which gives
sheepdog.
I don't know what they call. They've got a really funny name, and I was like, "Okay, it's a clever pun on words." But it's, and you control Trover, who is this like? He looks. He's a bit like a Meeseeks looking character, and he has two like. I don't even know what they are. I can't remember what they are. Like sentient orbs for eyes, and. You literally just move him around and then you...
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's a really good game. It's really good. Like I say, it's not even exclusively on VR anymore. I think it just works well in VR for what it is.
It's on Switch, apparently.
Yeah, 65% it's on practically everything. Because I could convert it from VR into everything else to try and sell more copies of it because it deserves that. And you kind of like move Trover around and you move Trover around to these like teleportation portals and then you just kind of ping around the world that way sort of thing by moving him around. And then you like fight with him and you've got a sword or some sort and then you beat up the enemies and what have you. And the enemies are all wisecracking, all sounding like Rick and what have you. They're all they're all like clones of like these, they look a bit like chickens, but they're not chickens. But they all sound like Rick from Rick and Morty, and Trover sounds like Morty, of course. But yeah, it is just that sort of nonsense. And it is just sometimes I just sit there and just watch a conversation go, and you'd be surprised. I could sit there for 5 minutes and a conversation in the game will just go and go and go. And these two people who's having a conversation like it is Rick, like a Rick and Morty episode. It's just funny. It's just funny to sit around and watch. And yeah, and they're always quipping and doing, you know, giving you like, they're always very like questioning what you're doing. And like, I inadvertently had Trover kill someone because he was just mouthing off this guy. And then he was like, geez, why did you make me do that? What was it? It is just a funny game. Most of the games that they've made have been good, to be fair. Yeah, that's what I've spent most of my time with VR doing, because it was just, it's an easy game. It's a sitting down game, so you can just sit down with it and just kind of just move around the world like that. It's not taxing on you. Like I say, I played a bit of Beat Saber and what have you, and that was just that was more like a workout, so I stopped that when I went back to Trover after a while.
You just reminded me of, sorry, just a slight tangent for you said about Beat Saber. In the Zeitgeist episode, we talked about Friday Night Funkin' as one of the top 10 games of the year. It'd been mentioned on Google searches, and I mentioned that my son was obsessed with it, and I'd never seen it. I had no idea what it was. I actually feel like, I mean, Kev might enjoy this, but it's basically a bit like Guitar Hero, except you're using the up, down, left, and right keys, and you're controlling a character called Boyfriend, and he's just doing rap battles against characters, but you have to be able to keep the keys in speed and time with the rap. Apparently my son's really good at it. He plays it at school between lessons and stuff to keep him focused, but he's had it on YouTube all week and the songs are ridiculous. Like, it's just non-stop, but it does look like a pretty good... I can see why it's got so popular, and I'm surprised it kind of passes all by other than him being obsessed with it, but... yeah, I mean, I kept trying to tell my son it was like Guitar Hero, and he was insisting it was nothing like it until I showed him a video, and he was like, oh, yeah, it's pretty much identical. But, excuse me, sorry, COVID voice is, like, crackling here. But, no, I just thought I'd mention it because it's, I think it's on, like, Scratch and stuff like that. I don't know whether you could just play it in your browser or what, but anyone with kids listening, they might be interested in it because apparently it's sweeping schools at the moment. It's a big deal. But, yeah, it actually looked quite fun. Just as I say, at first I thought it seems quite easy, just pressing up when the arrows get to where they're supposed to be. But when the songs started getting really fast and very rappy, it became quite hard to do. So, yeah, just thrown out there because I thought you like music, rhythmic, timing games. You might like that.
I do like those kind of games.
Well, so I've played a game which might... I can't decide whether it will consume me or I'll bounce off it incredibly hard. I don't know. I'm playing a game called Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Oh, okay, that does consume people, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know about this in Sheepdog.
Mainly because whenever Super Smash was bringing out characters, the Fire Emblem fans, I can't even say it, Fire Emblem fans would be properly hoping and going nuts that one of their characters would be in it again, and it always seemed to be that they were the big ones. It's a massive RPG, isn't it? Just as
it's like a tactical RPG kind of thing. So you start off and you're a mercenary who helps out like this big monastery, and the initial thing is you pretty much start off and you throw into a fight, and it's like it's grid based battling, which reminds me.
Oh, I like grid based.
So it's sort of like it's from the Fire Emblem. Is the people who made Advance Wars back in the day.
I'm in! Right, is this on the Switch? I'm downloading it now.
Is okay, it like Tactics?
Sorry?
I love
is
Advance
it like
Wars.
Final Fantasy Tactics.
I was going to say, it looks exactly like Final Fantasy Tactics,
it reminds me of kind of that and XCOM a little bit. With that,
XCOM.
Okay.
I don't think it's like XCOM in terms. I mean, just looking at pictures, obviously, I've not played it as much as you.
I've never played XCOM. I've only seen bits of XCOM.
You've never played XCOM?
Oh, it's only because XCOM just. I bought XCOM on the PC when it came out. And it just didn't run. It just crashed all the time, and I was like, I don't know what it's doing. So I just never played it. I was like, well, that's that then. But it's I only say XCOM just because it's like you are managing people.
Right,
and you are
okay.
Putting them in positions and setting them to attack people and stuff like that. So that is Advance Wars-esque. It's not... Yes, okay, yeah, I'll say Advance Wars as well. Yeah. Anyway, ignore me. So that is like the battle... That is the battle mechanic of this game. The second mechanic, which is what... I didn't know... I thought the second part might sell Kev. I didn't realise the
you said magic words.
Yeah. So the second part is you then get taken back to this monastery, and there are like three houses, hence the name of the game, Three Hoses. And it's like an academy slash like training school for these like three hoses, and you become a teacher, and you then have to start. You have to pick one of the hoses, and that can greatly affect what the game is. Basically, it's like three different hoses, and they play each differently. There's a whole story arc with each one, so it's probably multiple playthroughs with this. And I don't know.
And what's
I've
this
always
on?
Got Persona vibes from this.
Oh.
Right, we need to end the podcast. I need more bandwidth. This is downloading fast enough. Shut up, wrap this up now.
So what you do is you have to manage your students. You have to teach them. You have to like go through and like develop relationships with them.
If you keep labouring on teaching, you are putting me off it.
No.
Continue.
I mean, it's like I don't know. I always got that gist of what Persona was the interaction with the characters in the school sort of thing, and trying to better your relationship with them. And that's what you kind of do in this game. You are trying to like, because you're going to go back into the battlefield with this group of students. And so you want to be in the classroom kind of teaching them. I don't know how I've not got that far to the point where you're teaching them like what you're doing with them, but you're trying to upgrade each certain character's abilities. Certain characters have stats. Say, this one really likes bow and arrows. So you will say, okay, let's focus on your bow and arrow work, and we'll do that. And let's go to the dining hall, and we're going to have a conversation in there, and you go and have a chat with them in there, and that'll increase the stats on them because you get a better relationship with them and stuff like that. So it's all managing your team and managing your stats on these people. That's where I thought something like Persona comes in, where you are trying to work on the relationships with them. You have like a calendar, which then reminded me of a Football Manager, where you just have a calendar and you see you're just kind of ticking off days. And you're just going through the calendar, working through what's happening in the calendar.
You're managing wrestlers while you're there as well.
Well, there is a big guy that looks like a wrestler. But that's all, I've not seen it. But
so while you were chatting, I googled Fire Emblem versus Final Fantasy Tactics, and every article I clicked was basically umming and ahhing about whether they're different enough to say one's better or the other's better. So that is a good sign for Anna and I that if we like Final Fantasy Tactics, this is so similar that people can't decide what they like more. I loved Final Fantasy Tactics, so you've got us all, Pab, I think, here.
Yeah, it's a really good game, and I've been toying with it for years. It came out in 2019, and I've just been like, I've sat on the fence going, this isn't my type of game. This is genuinely not really my sort of thing. But I had like 20, I think I had 22, 23 quid in the credit for the store through purchases over the years.
So how much do you reckon,
sorry? I was going to say like how 12 much quid, reckon? I think. But I mean, it's like currently on sale for 33 quid.
Is this Three Houses?
Yeah.
How much do you reckon that is for a copy of it on Amazon, a hard copy of it?
Oh, I genuinely don't know. You'd have to look that up, but I genuinely don't know.
No, like, I'm looking at it now. That's why I'm asking. £108.
Oh, so this, there you go. So I genuinely don't know. But that's probably, I don't know. But like I say, Nintendo games don't go on sale. And when they do, they go on sale for like it's a third off at the minute. It's not even like a massive, it's been out for 2 years, this game. And the amount of times I've toyed with just saying to pushing this in Kev, just showing Kev this, and just thinking, I don't want to be ridiculed for him, but I genuinely, every time I see it, I think this is kind of Persona, but with a different battle technique. But yeah, it seems like I say, there's so much to it. I spent like tonight before we recorded, I spent like probably an hour just running around the school. It's like Hogwarts. You just run around this school looking for people to talk to. And, this guy wants to go fishing. Okay, you go fishing. And then this one, you go speak to them in the mess hall. And then you speak to some people. This person wants you to go and find out about the dining hall. Basically, just a tutorial about the site. And you find out about the dining hall. And then it says, do you want to dine with someone? So you pick two people to dine with. And then the relationship kind of grows with it, because you pick these two people and you have a chat with them while you're eating, and suddenly you know it like a better partnership with them. It's cool. It's really cool. And you can have negative and positive effects with that and stuff as well. There's people have conversations with you and you can pick what to say to them, and then they can have, like I say, a negative or positive effect on it. And yeah, there is, like I say, there is three houses. There is effectively three different stories to this game. Based on what I read, I was initially going with the hardest game to play through, because I like this certain team, and I was like, this is the one I'm going with. And I thought, let's just look this up first. And I was like, that is the most advanced difficulty, the one that you're going to play. That is the one with like the hardest like thing for a beginner, and which is what I am. So I backed off of that one. I went for the blue house. I can't remember what it is now. But I won't be that one. We'll see where it goes. I've got like a team of eight, and they're all different people, and they've all got their own characters, and they all want to do for different things. But I'm interested. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot to it. There's a lot of mechanics to it and stuff like that. But like I say, if you this is a game that I say I feel I can either lose myself to for a while, or I'll just fall off massively because it's just a bit dense for me. But we'll see. It is. It does seem like a very good game. I know people spoke very highly of it when it came out. So we shall see. But that is pretty much everything I have played this week.
You just cost me money again, you swine.
I'm sorry, right? But
fed up of doing this podcast right. For you.
So you tell me off when I cost you money. You tell me off when I don't tell you about games.
That's true.
What do you want
this
from me?
This is correct. Both and neither.
What do you want me to just buy you the games? Is that what you're saying? Send
that
them
would be perfect. Nice. Yeah, that would be ideal. Let's do that one. I didn't realise there was an option C, but I will take that one. Thank you.
You just reminded me as well, Pab, that there's a big JRPG coming out next year that I'd forgotten about because I'm desperate to play it. Ayuden Chronicles comes out. It's a Suikoden spiritual successor. And I was sort of reading about Fire Emblem just then, and then I saw a link to Suikoden, and I was like, hang on a minute, and I'm like, oh no, I can't get back on the JRPG bandwagon too much.
I did see that in that article I read about which house do I want to pick. There is one that is apparently the orange one is the one if you want more of a Suikoden.
Oh no, Pab, stop!
Suikoden story.
When I saw it was like £110 on Amazon, I thought, God, like the sheepdog that Mrs. Sheepdog met was the kind of nerd who had a collection of games like that. And I've said before, I sold all of them when we were getting married because we needed the money. And I can't go down the hole of collecting games again that are worth that
don't,
much. It was a proper problem. I mean, I'm not going to buy it for that price. God, no. I'm not, you know how tight I am now. But I used to buy them when they were new and then they'd be worth that much. That's what I meant. I used to have a good collection of them. And I've tried to stay away from games like that because they are a bit of a money pit and they are a bit of a rabbit hole as well. So, I mean, you said it's on sale at the moment, didn't you? And I'm thinking, do I just forget that and not go near it? But I'm sure Kev will be reviewing it next week and then I'll...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to get told off next week now. I feel it. I can just feel it now. Feel a telling off coming.
Oh, yeah. If it's rubbish, I used one of my game vouchers on that. So if it's
what?
Rubbish...
Why?
Because it was full price in the store. I checked. It wasn't on sale anymore.
Oh, the sale ended.
It must have done, so
Pabby.
I used one of my vouchers on it.
I mean, to be fair, you've got a lot of game there to play.
What vouchers do you have?
There's also, like I say, that game is hardcore as well in the sense of you can play on easy mode, like standard mode. Like there's a mode which I've picked where your character, if your character's like faint in the game, you'll get them back at the end of the battle. There's a mode where you can just where your characters can die and they're done. You lose them. I don't know. People do play it like that. I wouldn't play it like that. That's crazy talk. I couldn't do that.
It's just Iron Man mode, isn't it? So,
I couldn't
X-Cop
risk losing
does have
people.
That.
Yeah, but you only have eight people. At a certain point, you will just lose.
Does your team not grow? These games usually let you just recruit more people.
I don't know, but like I say, I've joined a house with a house of eight students, and I'm the teacher, and that's it.
I mean, that sounds like it'd be a good challenge, though, if you only have one left at the end.
But then again, and there's probably potential where you're going to get the option to probably recruit from other houses. You know, people, you know, you can work your relationships up with other people from other houses and see if they want to come and join you. So maybe that as well. I genuinely don't know. I've always been intrigued by it, and I look forward to seeing what else it has in store for me.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you if you're right or wrong about it next week. Don't you worry.
Wow.
Is that it? Are we done?
That is it.
Can I get on with playing my new game? Excellent. Don't forget, boys and girls, that you can follow us on Twitter. That's a really fun thing to do. It's MGUK Podcast, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can find me at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Thanks for listening, folks.
You're welcome. I thought I'd leave a gap like you did at the start.
Well, right, can I stop you? Have you finished what you're doing?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.